Good evening. This is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Band. My name is Jeff. This is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Google Amateur Radio Club Repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. It's located 2.5 miles southwest of Boone on Jackson Hill. This is an informal man. All ship parties will check in with without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Radio Club, next monthly meeting is this Tuesday, May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Back Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Keller Street, Louisville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club and we can set that up. If the net controller not starts the net at 9 p.m., the store is not done for a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.LouisvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echo-link stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through the echo-link system from Oneonta, New York. And Jeff, it appears that I'm the only one in the queue with you tonight.
Okay, KD2FEM, yeah, I may reboot this echoing station here tomorrow. I didn't do it before the weekend and I forgot. I usually try to do it once a week. I'm not sure if people have trouble hearing me or not. I know if I reboot it periodically, it seems to help. But anyway, what's going on with you tonight?
Hey, yeah, KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, not doing too bad, and yeah, we always appreciate you keeping the EchoLink running smooth for us out here. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night, the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club will be hosting their meeting down here in Oneonta at the SUNY Oneonta campus at the Alumni Hall building, and that'll start at 7 p.m. I should be out in time, either myself or Matt. Hopefully, we'll be able to grab the net at 9 p.m. We may be doing it semi-remotely like we've done a few times because sometimes Mondays and Tuesdays and even Wednesdays can get a little screwy for us with the fire department and other things that we have going on. But try to pay attention, keep up, and you know make sure you guys are taken care of too. So, and we had a little bit of snow in the air here today. That was kind of interesting. Right now I got 38 degrees on the outside, some clouds overhead, and I'm right now working on the weather forecast for the radio station, and it looks like things are going to improve. So if you can hang in there until about the midweek, I think conditions will start improving. We may actually see temperatures be more May-like by the end of this week and into the weekend, next weekend that'll be. So with that, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, I tend to agree with you. I'm going to be planning some seeds this week, again, some of this rain. And I've already planted some radishes, and I'm going to be planting another couple rows here. Try to stagger them, so they don't all come out at once. And I'll start getting some of my plants and getting ready to get them hardened off and probably planted into next week. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in, and hopefully we'll see you guys here tomorrow. If I'm going to be here or not, depends on how it works over. So, anyway, alright, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. I'll now take calls from other members and guests.
F5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
KD2QQS, good evening, Jeff.
Okay, there's two. We'll start with N5AOW. Bob, what's going on?
Good evening, Jeff, and everyone on board this evening. Kind of a strange day today. You know, it started out. I saw sunshine this morning for briefly, probably, I would say maybe 15 to 20 minutes. Maybe not even that long. Then it went from there to rain, and from that to snow, and a couple of times during the morning, it almost seemed like blizzard conditions, and it, oh, I'll tell you what, we weren't too happy about that, and I'm sure no one else was either, but it came down that way for probably a good 20 minutes to a half an hour, and didn't stick, but later on in the day, I'll tell you what, it was starting to get the grass a little bit on the white side, and it tapered off and faded away. Then we got a dash of sunlight and more rain, so it just seemed to take a turn of its own. And for myself, I didn't I didn't do a whole lot today. I stayed inside and said, you know what, this is not a day to do a couple of things that I was thinking about doing. I certainly thought it was going to warm up, but it didn't. Anyway, enjoyed it. Got things done inside, and I relaxed. Took a nap. Did a few other things, and said, hey, tomorrow's another day. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening, everyone. F5AOW, back to that control.
Bob, I hear you. Same thing happened up at camp when I was packing everything yesterday. You know, the day before I was out fishing and it was hot and I was sweating and the black flies were on me and then it was snowing. So, well, what are you going to do? He hasn't made it up his mind yet what he wants to do. Bring her to winter. But I see there is a free warning tonight. Well, that's New York, out there in Catskills, so, well, we've got some plants sitting out there, even one. The tell them up over here inside, so, boy, I can't believe that. I'm glad it drained out the water up there at camp. I was thinking, I better do it just in case, and I've seen the way it's smelling, so I'm glad I did. Anyway, all right, thanks, Bob, you have a good evening, we'll talk with you later.
KC2QQR,
Chuck, good evening, what's
going
on tonight?
KC2QQR, not a whole lot today. I definitely stayed in today. It was, I agree with Paul, it was a big temperature difference out there, and yeah, I didn't, I had a couple of things I wanted to do outside today that as soon as I stepped out to do it, it's like, I turned right back around. I said, I got stuff I got to do inside. So, this morning I cleaned the, I have a 20-gallon fish tank, and I cleaned that this morning, and that was a whole lot of work right there. And then sat around, watched some TV for a little bit, and did some organization around the house and stuff. It's a never-ending chore. But other than that, it was a good day to stay inside. We did get a little bit of snow. It didn't accumulate or it didn't stick on the grass, but I did see some snow flying around, and it's just like, I remember the yesterday, I was like, I wasn't sweating or anything. It was just, I remember it was nice and warm, and we had the windows open and everything, and today was complete opposite of that. So, anyways, I hope the weather does turn around, that's for sure. So, especially for planting, that's for sure. So, anyways, I'll turn it back to that control. KC2QQR.
Alright. Yeah, I remember, yesterday morning I was out fishing. Until about maybe 10 in the morning. That's when it started to heat up, and that's when the flies started to bite. And I had a flannel shirt on, and the bugs up, and the flannel out, and everybody sweat out there. And this was until 93. Anyway. Okay. Alright, you have a good evening, guys. We'll catch up with you later. 82, a heating tank control for the Black River Service Tank. Are there any other check-ins? Myself, woke up this morning and took my time. That camp closed up. And, that's about all I did up there. It seemed to take forever for some reason. Every time I thought I was done and getting ready to go, there were five other things to do. And got up here, had a nice lunch, watched the stuff I had backed up on the TV. Cleared out the queue a little bit. Really, I have not done much else productive-wise all day. Got it a little sore from all the hiking and goofing off I did up the camp. Kind of nice to recover a little bit here today. On to work tomorrow. Alright, this is KD2AIT, Head Control for Black River Valley Service. Are there any other check-ins or comments or queries? Alright, hearing none, I'm not close. Black River Valley Service Net returns the frequency of regular MCU, so I can send it. Bob, start the check-in tonight. 373, 21, 59. 2AIT, clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. We always appreciate it out here. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73KD2FPM will be clear.
KD2DXF, here for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, doing a call-up on the Boonville KC2FBU repeater tonight. I am looking for stations that would like to check in to the net with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations for numbers.
N5AOW, November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey.
And 5AOW, I believe Bob, am I correct?
Roger.
Good evening, this is Akon. This is Akon. This is Akon, KD2DXF. Nothing further here. Thank you for your check-in, Bob. I'll be returning them at control. KD2DSS.